5% this year. Rotary Rink will not be open to skating because of milder weather tonight, but we'll host the Christmas tree lighting downtown at 6 p.m. Michael Schmand is with Buffalo Place.
Anybody who's been there in the past, they'll have as good a time as they've had in the past. It's just a spectacular family event. And he gets an opportunity to come to downtown Buffalo and take a look at some of our beautiful architecture downtown.
Schmand says Santa Claus will make an appearance and fireworks will light the sky tonight. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo, we would like to share a heart-rending story of unity and brotherhood for this Christmas season. But for now, let's just listen.
Once again, it's Christmas time.
A time of love and peace for all mankind.
A time for hope, a time for good.
A time for sharing brotherhood. It's the spirit of Christmas time.
You know joy is the season.
When your heart begins to care and children are aware.
Miracle of Christmas is for all the world to share.
First alert forecast calls for a high wind warning in effect through 5 p.m. Cloudy and very windy. Winds can gust past 40 miles per hour at times, the high 51, but temperatures will fall into the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, a low 26. Mostly sunny for Sunday, the high 38. Tomorrow night, low 31. And milder on Monday with sun and clouds, high 46. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Andy Robb.
Thanks, Andy. Cloudy with wind, 49 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Welcome in once again, everyone. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host, and I have been now for a couple years. And I got to tell you, I'm learning as much as you do every single broadcast. And I think that's wonderful. There's a lot for us out there. And when I say us, I'm talking about all of us in our senior years. And there just seems to be so much information and so many great experts out there to help us. We just need to know who to talk to for what service we're looking for. I do have a fun fact, though, before we get started in today's show. And it's about hummingbirds. I love it when hummingbirds come into the yard. Do you know that hummingbirds primarily build their nests with lichen, moss, and especially spider webs? Isn't that interesting? See, there is a use for spider webs other than Halloween. And it takes a female bird about 5 to 7 days to complete a hummingbird nest. Kind of fun. Good stuff there. All right. With that, I'll let you ponder that. We're going to be talking to an expert who can help us when we get together this coming holiday. And maybe we see a loved one who perhaps now, as you notice it, may need more help at home or needs a higher level of healthcare services. Well, we're going to speak with Marla Duer. She is the Vice President of Patient Care Services at Catholic Health Home and Community-Based Care. We're talking about our wonderful Catholic medical partners, and we're going to talk exactly about that. So, Marla, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. Nice to be here.
Yeah, this is a perfect time with the holidays all around us to perhaps lay eyes on someone that you haven't seen in a while and now realize that maybe now you're aware that that loved one perhaps needs a little bit more. So maybe it's not our imagination. How can we identify if a family member or loved one may need more help?
Well, I think that we could look at it in two categories, Linda. I think that you want to look at the environment to make sure that they're safe at home, because as they age, you know, they might, be a little weaker or just need some extras to make sure that they're safe. So you want to look at the environment that they're in. You want to look at, you know, how are they doing with stairs? Do you need some durable medical equipment to help them with the stairs? There are like stair glides, things like that. Do they need, you know, maybe you need to remove some throw rugs because there's potential for tripping. Maybe they need a raised toilet seat or a handbar or something in their shower or, you know, by their toilet. There's so many things out there, durable medical equipment wise, that can help the environment that they are living in, you know, become more safe. So that's one of the areas that you want to look at, the safety of the home and, you know, how they're doing and managing in the home. You know, looking at meals, are they able to prepare their meals still? Or maybe do they need Meals on Wheels? Or maybe do they need transportation, assistance with that? Or, you know, there are other entities that now groceries, you know, you can do the Instacart and have things delivered, pharmacy can deliver, all those types of things for the environment. And then you want to look at, like, their physical condition. Are you noticing, geez, you know, mom, you know, she used to really always have her hair done nicely, and now I'm noticing her hair just seems a little just disheveled, or that, you know, every top she puts on, you know, seems to be a little dirty. You know, things like that. Are they able to do their personal care still? And, you know, they're so proud, they might not, you know, really admit to that, but you're just having to notice. It's a lot of like assessment skills that you want to just notice these things and then wonder if they don't need some assistance. So those are the things that, you know, just some of the little things that you want to look at to see, especially then you get into the memory. You know, are they forgetting? Like, usually short term is the issue. So, you know, if you say to them, you know, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? And if they really can't tell you, you know, that may be an issue. Mm-hmm. Repetitiveness, maybe repeating what they told you, you know, 10 minutes ago, things like that. You want to just be aware of, you know, changes that they may have that could lead to, you know, something that's going to be very unsafe, or just that they need some extra help just to keep them in their home or possibly a different level of care.
And sometimes I do think that our loved ones are, you know, they're reluctant to bring this up because they think automatically you're going to take them out of their home. And there are really different levels of healthcare options available.
Exactly. You know, you can go from, like I said, many, you know, environmental things with durable medical equipment to assist them. You can fix the environment in their homes in most cases to make it safer, or then maybe get them help. Like I mentioned, Meals on Wheels. So maybe they need help with some personal care. You know, you just don't trust them getting in and out of the shower. So maybe they need some aid assistance for personal care or things like that. There's so many things that can be given in the home, but it's all a matter of, are they safe if they live alone? And sometimes it's the mom and dad that, you know, both have some issues, and sometimes they help each other, and sometimes it's just, you know, double the trouble, you know. So you want to make sure that they have what they need. You know, you might be worried about them falling and getting help, so, you know, a personal emergency response system around their neck or their wrist to press if they would fall. Catholic Health has a program called Home Response, and so something like that might make them safer. But you want to look to see what in the home we could possibly do to keep them at home, because basically people, you know, feel more comfortable at home.
Sure.
But then you have to look at other levels for sure.
Mm-hmm. Marla, and we're speaking with Marla Duer, who's the Vice President of Patient Care Services with Catholic Health Home and Community-Based Care. I'm the daughter of a senior. How can I connect my loved one then with the services that they need, maybe home care, long-term care, or other services, and who should I contact for them?
So if you're seeing that they might have a change in their actual condition, you know, we could possibly come out and do an evaluation through home care. And so the main person that you want to start with is your physician. And as Linda mentioned, with Catholic Medical Partners, if you don't have a physician, there is a number to call to look for a physician. But so important, because they can make referrals. They'll need to make referrals for some of the durable medical equipment. They can make a referral to home care. Home care, we can provide if there is a new or an exacerbation of a diagnosis or a new or changed med, and they're homebound, basically, they can qualify for some services under their Medicare. So we would come out and do an evaluation. The nurse would do an evaluation and do some teaching. And if we needed to get social work involved, if we needed to get, you know, therapy, PT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, registered dietitian, whatever we need, we can get those services covered under their insurance as long as they meet that criteria. So that's a big help. And then, of course, there's private pay services for home care, for maybe an aide to help with the custodial care. There's a lot of areas that you can look into. Erie County Services, mm-hmm. Erie County Senior Services, and New York Connects, Catholic Charities, Legal Services for the Elderly, Parish Nursing. There's a lot of different areas that could possibly help keep the patients at home. Also, there's PACE programs, which Catholic Health has a program called LIFE, and that is actually the insurance company, along with the physician, along with any services, whether it be to come to a day center or to get some home care. So it's an all-encompassing service for the elderly, again, to keep them at home.
You know, it occurs to me, Marla, now that the weather is changing and we actually now do have snow in the long-range forecast, it's a different story over the summer. Now we know our senior loved ones, you're going to be heading out to get the paper and the mail, and you're not quite sure about that icy sidewalk. This could be a real problem. So it's really much better to be proactive about this than wait until there's an unfortunate accident. And now you have to do things on the fly, calling people who you don't know and trying to make arrangements that you're not even sure is something that they want.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, as you go through the levels of care, if you do decide to take them out of their home because maybe it's just not safe enough, you know, certainly senior apartments are nice because they're usually like a one-story, mm-hmm. you know, situation. But, you know, they sometimes offer a few things, but, you know, then the next level is enriched housing where they would provide some meals and some activities. And then the next step is assisted living, which they would provide then with some help with personal care, and again, you know, the meals and the medications, help with medications, things like that. And then certainly the next step is like for a subacute facility, which is usually a short-term situation, or a long-term care facility. If you see that your loved one's falling, you know, that is key to find out what's going on. Do they need some rehab? They can get some rehab in home, but they also can get some rehab in like a subacute facility. At this point, unfortunately, to get it covered, typically you have to have a 3-day hospital stay to get it covered. But sometimes, you know, it's worth it, even if it's private pay, to get that intense therapy if you know, unfortunately, they couldn't get it at home. So those are kind of the areas. And then, of course, then, if, you know, the ultimate is a long-term care facility where they would provide everything, you know, for the patient. It's so important to plan ahead, make sure that your loved one has advanced directives and a health care proxy, and knows, you know, and you know their health care wishes, because you don't, like Linda said, you don't want to wait till after the fact. You can also reach out to like estate planning attorneys in the area, and like I said, legal services. But very important to get those advanced directives and healthcare proxy in place, so that you know you are fulfilling the wishes of your loved ones when the time comes.
Yeah, Marla, that's awesome information. We have to leave it there. Marla Dewar is the Vice President of Patient Care Services, Catholic Health Home and Community Based Care. And we started talking about the fact that the holidays are a time when family members get together, and you haven't seen some of them in a while, and sometimes that can lead to an awareness of a loved one's need for more help at home or a higher level of health care services. So talk about it with your family. Talk about it with your loved one. And for more information on the various care options for your loved ones, call 716-706-2112 or visit chsbuffalo.org. And you tell everyone, you know what? I heard about this great information on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend, and I hope you're turning your friends on to Senior Radio. We talk to people all the time, and one part of the group says, oh, we listen all the time, and the other group says, what are you talking about? And they say, Senior Radio. It's on starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday, right here on WBEN, where, by the way, I started my career in Buffalo a long, long time ago. And I'm just so proud that I'm back. I feel like I've come full circle. And we're going to talk about something that's very important to you. No matter what month of the year it is, you may be looking for a change in somewhere to live. And you know what? Sometimes change is really good, especially when you find the right place. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But I have a fun fact of the segment. Although Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, surprisingly, it is not the hottest planet. Instead, the hottest planet is nearby Venus, whose dense atmosphere causes its surface to reach extremely high temperatures. So think about Venus, love, hot. So now you know. That's a great way to remember. Venus is the hottest planet, even though Mercury is closest to the sun. All right, let's talk about where we want to live. Let's talk about these senior years being such great. They can be very, very great years in our lives. These are the years where we really have the most flexibility about what we want to do, who we want to be, things that we still want to do, and how we want to live. And for a lot of people in Western New York, I'm happy to say People Inc. has been there to get you situated in a fantastic apartment. Now, here with us this morning, we have Barbara Jacks, who is the manager of the Pine Apartments in Lockport. That's just one of the offerings for People, Inc. They have new locations. Oakwood and Blaisdell, Fowell and Buffalo is under construction. That's the old Children's Hospital. That's going to be People, Inc. Isn't that great? We have the Linwood Lafayette Senior Apartments, lots and lots of different places around Western New York. But the Pine Apartments are in Lockport. So, Barbara, it's nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
And with you, you brought Carol Marsh, who is a 9-year resident of the Pine Apartments in Lockport. And Carol, it's going very well. You really love being there. It's home for you, isn't it?
It is now. It wasn't at first. It's hard to give up. When you get older, you don't like to change. Mm-hmm. But it was the best change I ever made.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because you had family that offered to say, please come live with us. And you thought about it for a while. What happened?
I like to be on my own. I like to be independent. I'm a very strong-willed person, very independent person, and I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's my life, and I'm going to do it.
Right. And so how did you find this apartment?
My daughter actually found it for me. Mm-hmm. And I had a choice between this one and another one in Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that sold me is because my big window looks over a patio, and it kind of looks like a French bistro.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's what it reminds me of. Then I have my breakfast table there. I can open my windows. There's the trees. And I can have my breakfast with the birds singing to me.
Oh, I love it.
Now, so how much more comfortable can you get?
Plus, you have a pet, and pets are okay.
Oh, Mickey loves it. Yeah. He's a 7-pound chihuahua.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And he's a really good dog, and the people are very receptive. All our animals there are usually animals that are more people friendly.
You know, and Carol, that brings up a good point. If you're going to be alone, and we always say being alone is different from being lonely, there's nothing like having a pet. And you can have small pets at these apartments, but they provide so much company for you, don't they?
Well, it's funny because my daughter was kind of against my getting a pet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be hard. You've got to take them out. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Well, I had COVID, and those 10 days that I was alone, I really miss my animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's friendly. He's company there. I talk to him. He argues with me. So, you know, it's a good thing, and it's good that they do allow that, you know. And we have several neighbors that have really beautiful cats and everything, so it's a comfortable area.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And Barbara, we're smiling because Carol is not alone. I mean, she's a happy resident, and that's what you do at People, and you try to find the right place for the right person.
Right, yep.
Yeah, now, you have some stories, because you have been at this for quite a while, right?
Yeah, this one story is always my favorite. I had a mother that was living with her daughter, and the daughter was selling the house, so she had to move. Number one, she did not want to move. She was not happy. They brought her in. She was quiet. She didn't smile. She didn't talk. She did nothing. And I went, oh, we walked in the apartment. She stood. She looked around. And the daughter's trying to encourage her. And it just wasn't working. They eventually left. They sold the house, so the mother did move in. The mother was the happiest person. She loved her apartment. It was immaculate. It was a showplace. Proud. She had a little dog too.
Mm-hmm.
She was proud. She was so. She lived there a long time.
What do you think it was that changed her mind? That, you know, we're all
friendly
of a sudden she
people.
Loved it. I see. So she wasn't alone. That's just what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we want people to know that in your job, Barbara, you're there on the premises.
I am during
office hours.
Yep.
So people can come in all the time.
Yes. And I always say 50% of my job is making the tenants happy.
See,
the other part is actual work.
And right now we should let people know, although you have wonderful apartments coming, for example, like I said, the newest location, Oakwood in Blaisdell and Fowell in Buffalo, is under construction. That's the old Children's Hospital. They're going to be offering a lot of apartments once they get completely fixed and they're ready to be turned over. So we want people to understand that. But your apartments in the Pine Apartments in Lockport, there are no vacancies.
No, we have about a 4 to 6 month wait.
Mm,
sometimes it goes fast. Sometimes it takes a long time.
Right. So you should call and put yourself on the list, or at least ask about maybe one of the other apartments that are in the area you want to be
in.
So that's fantastic. Let me give you a phone number, folks. If you're thinking about this, you want to arrange for an apartment tour, you want to get more information, 716-880-3890. Okay? And photos are on their website at people-inc.org. Okay? /affordable apartments.
And they can always call any of the apartment buildings and ask for a tour, and we can show them our building.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Any of the buildings.
That is great.
Yep.
You know, we have colder weather coming. People want to be situated. You want to be happy where you are. You want to you want to feel safe. And Carol, in your case, safe and secure. You're not worried about winter coming, are you?
Nope. I can just look outside and watch them snow blow and not have to worry that, oh, they came and blocked my driveway again. Mm-hmm. I have to go snow blow. They clean the whole area. It's very safe to walk. They put all the rock salt and stuff. So they make sure it's very safe for us
to walk. That's fantastic. And Barbara, heat is not something she'll ever pay for.
That's right. She doesn't have to pay for it.
That is great. To find out if you if you can actually be accepted into a People Inc.
Right.
apartment.
There's
how do
income
we do that?
Limit.
Mm-hmm.
There's income limit. For a single person, it's $30,700, mm-hmm. and a couple is $35,100.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we should let people know that People Inc. is a multi-specialty nonprofit health and human services agency providing programs and services to more than 12,000 people with intellectual, developmental disabilities, families, and older adults to live healthier, more independent, and productive lives. Services are provided throughout Western New York and the greater Rochester region. And as a matter of fact, let's say if Carol needs to go shopping, you can provide services like that.
Yes, we provide that. We also have a case management we didn't mention, that if any tenant has questions about medical or their telephone bill, they need aid service, anything. We have a case manager that comes twice a month. You sign up, she sits down, and she will do the calling for this person.
That's
so
fantastic.
Very beneficial.
Carol, your family must love the fact that you love where you are.
I think they are.
You know, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when they call on you or they come over and you're loving where you are and, you know, you're as independent as you want to be. I don't think a family wants anything more, you know, for
right.
their loved one, is to know that they're mm-hmm. happy.
And when you have your friends over there, we all look over each other, you know.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends that have keys to my apartment,
mm-hmm.
and I have keys to their apartment. So if they don't hear from us for a while, they come knock on the door, they don't hear, they just come on in and check you're okay.
Smart. I love it.
If I'm in my own home, well, that doesn't happen.
No. It's kind of like an extended family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People Inc., everybody. We're so pleased that they're with us here on Senior Radio. Let me give you their main number again. It's 716-880-3890. And if you have that number and you've written it down and I can hear in the background, Mom and Dad, we're going to make a call. I think I've got a place for you. You may be right. And remember, you heard it on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A high wind warning up for most of Western New York through this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Welch says gusts could reach 60 miles an hour.
Definitely some tree branches and potential trees, depending on how strong the trees are. Luckily, most of the leaves are off the trees, so that'll help prevent some further tree damage.
Wind advisories are up for Cattaraugus and Allegheny counties. More online at WBEN.com. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the government to launch a nationwide plan to protect children and have hospitals prepare to combat RSV. He says Wyoming County Community Health System reported 54 new cases of RSV alone in just the first weeks of November, with 115 pediatric cases so far this year, while pediatric COVID cases are up 75% this year. Rotary Rink will not be open to skating because of milder weather tonight, but will host the Christmas tree lighting downtown at 6 p.m. Michael Schmond is with Buffalo Place.
Anybody who's been there in the past, they'll have as good a time as they've had in the past. It's just a spectacular family event. And he gets an opportunity to come into downtown Buffalo and take a look at some of our beautiful architecture downtown.
Schmond says Santa Claus will make an appearance and fireworks will light the sky tonight. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
The song you just heard at the beginning of this show, calling for peace and unity, was written and recorded by my son Richie and the Reverend William Cobb, then a pastor at a church on Buffalo's east side. Tragically this year, Reverend Cobb's son William became a victim of a senseless shooting. Knowing the Reverend Cobb, I'm sure that he would say, now, more than ever, we need to reach out to each other as we endure the hardships that we all face together. Christmas represents the ongoing expression of the hope, the peace, and the unity that is meant to be. As the song is about to tell us, let's be thankful for the good. Let's all live in brotherhood. It's the spirit of Christmas time.
You know joy is the
to care, and children are aware.
The miracle of Christmas is for all the world to share.
As children play in Christmas snow, the love of Christmas sets the world aglow.
Let's be thankful for the good. Let's all live in brotherhood.
It's the spirit of Christmas time. Let's be thankful for the good. Let's all live in brotherhood.
It's the spirit of Christmas time.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, as we are every single weekend. We wouldn't miss a weekend because we have such a good time letting you know what is going on in Western New York, hearing from you. You're so busy contacting us on our Facebook page, and that's awesome. And today we're going to be talking about something that could be a very, very big interest to you. But first, as you know, you always like to have a little fun fact of the day. Did you know Elvis Presley first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956? And you know what? He did so well that Ed Sullivan paid him $50,000 to come back three more times. And one of those appearances included that show where they didn't show him from the waist down. But Ed Sullivan loved Elvis Presley and thought he was a very, very, he was a very considerate young boy and had said never had an ounce of problems with him. But that's funny because I never realized the Ed Sullivan Show paid people to actually come on their show. Usually it goes kind of the other way around. You pay to be on. Or was that just AM Buffalo? I don't know. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. $50,000 was a lot of money back in 1956. So anyway, that's one of the ways he got his huge start on national TV. All right. Now, I know that's of interest to a lot of people, but what we're going to be talking about is of interest to everybody, especially if you're turning 65 this year, and that is your Medicare choice, okay? And I know you're raising your eyebrows going, oh, this is so hard. I don't know what to do. I want to kind of shy away from this. You don't need to, because we have Clarity Group here in Western New York, the group that will sit down with you and work with you one-on-one to find out which program, which Medicare option is going to be best for you. And we have the three ladies here who started this. We have got Sally Steyer, who's the president. We've got Karen Olson, vice president, and Lisa Giancarlo in studio, vice president. So ladies, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to have everybody in studio.
You.
All right. We have a big date coming up in October for people, which is that annual enrollment group where everybody, whether you're turning 65 3 months before or after, you want to kind of jump in. That's when you have your most options. But because it's still September, you have a big event going on today and tomorrow that will get people into thinking about Medicare and their choices. So, Sally, tell us about what's going on in Orchard Park as we speak.
As we speak today is the Orchard Park Festival of the Arts and Business Expo. And we are there as Clarity Group. We'll have a big tent there with lots of fun games. We'll be playing Plinko so you can win some prizes. But we're not only there as Clarity Group, we're also representing six of our carriers that we represent. So that's the great thing when you come to Clarity Group is you're going to get so much information, not just about one particular plan. You're going to learn about so many different options in the area. And, you know, it's because we do such a great job with these carriers that they ask us to represent them at these events. So you'll be able to come out to the ECC South Campus. We're out there in the parking lot, and you'll see when you come in that there's going to be a side for the artists and a side for all the businesses, and Clarity Group will be right there with our big tent representing ourselves as well as all the other companies. We have a whole bunch of agents that are going to be there just ready to answer all your questions.
That's fantastic. Now, Lisa, let me ask you a question. Should people come and be ready to ask you questions about specific plans? Can you help them with that, or should they come and get ready to make an appointment to sit with you one-on-one?
Well, the great thing is that coming to meet with us those 2 days would be wonderful. However, making an appointment is preferable to, you know, stop by our tent, pick out an agent that you like, and we'll make an appointment with you for the upcoming annual election period. Or if you need an appointment next week, you know, we can make appointments for you for the following week. So anything goes. Just stop by one of our tents and you know, one of us will be happy to assist you. We'll have lots of giveaways and things like that. So you can come play Plinko, as Sally said, and, you know, just have a fantastic time. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday. And stop by our multitude of plan options that you can visit and talk to people and make your appointments for the future.
That is great. And, you know, this is a nice event that you can go out and see people one-on-one. And when people come into your office, you're seeing them one-on-one. And, Karen, that's very different because right now we're getting bombarded with commercials where people want you to call a 1-800 number. You don't know who these people are. They're from out of town. You folks are in town. You can talk to people about their doctors and the hospitals they prefer and the pharmacies they prefer. And anything that you might hear on TV, you've got it covered here locally.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons why we do a lot of these events is because we want people to know we're part of the community. So if they have any questions about what's offered in our area, we're very familiar with the plans that are offered. So if you're, you know, we kind of encourage you not to pay too close attention to those 1-800 TV commercials because you're going to be talking to somebody who's not familiar or even live in our area. So we're able to show you all the information you're hearing about and show you in person and come do the comparison right in front of you.
And do I understand that if you talk to them and they want to know your area code or your zip code, amazingly, that's telling you that they're not from here?
Pretty much so, because they're just not familiar with this area, Western New York, and they just want to find what plan. They're just looking and searching for plans that are available here. But then when they dig a little bit deeper, they're not familiar with the hospitals or the doctors or the place that you go for your lab work. We're very familiar with that. And we know all about the plans and the benefits and special additional benefits that are offered in all the plans. So when you hear, you know, you get dental and vision and things like that, we're able to actually show you what each plan offers because the carriers can offer the same type of benefit, but it might not be exactly the same.
And you
plans.
Might be giving up something very important. You don't even realize it until the transaction is over.
Well, that's very true. A lot of people who call those 800 numbers, they are not aware that they've made a plan change over the phone, and then they start getting all this new carrier information in the mail, and then they call us panicking because they didn't realize that they were being changed over the phone. So that's happened quite a few times, and we're here to help you out and make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And Sally, what's so cool is that you have four local offices. You folks have always been local, and that means so much because your offices are open all year round. Yeah, we're getting close to the open enrollment, you know, part of the year, but people can call you last month, this month. They can always call and find out if something has changed on their plan.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things we pride ourselves on is that, you know, our office is staffed all year long. We have all four locations. We have our office at 4976 Trans Road in Depew. We're at the Boulevard Mall. We're at the McKinley Mall. And we're out at 216 East Main Street in Batavia. So we have these four locations. But we're also out in the community doing events like we talked about before. And we don't disappear. A lot of people, they just want to sign you up and then forget about you. It's amazing how many people will say they have no idea who enrolled them into a plan because they never talked to them since.
Mm.
They sign them up for something and then they tell them, oh, you have to call member service if you have a question after that. Where we're going to answer those questions for them. We're not going to like say, oh, we can't help you, you have to call another number. And if there's for some reason it's something we can't help with, we will definitely direct them in the right direction. Get them a contact that can help them. We're not going to just forget about someone. You know, we're not out to just make a quick buck and forget about it. So, you know, and all of our agents are year-round agents. So mm-hmm. we have about 25 people on staff right now. And none of them are temporary employees. This time of year, the carriers are very busy hiring and training temporary staff that are only going to be with them a couple months and then they're going to move on to something else. We're not going to do that. And we don't have other jobs that we're going to go back to. You know, a lot of times people might sell another type of insurance mm-hmm. all year long or their financial planners or some other business all year long. And all of a sudden October comes along and they proclaim themselves the Medicare experts. Well, this is something we do all year long. So we're here for our clients, not just when you enroll in a plan, but every year after that.
Absolutely. Hey, and Lisa, people will be getting information if they haven't already about any changes for their own particular plan. So watch for that in the mail. And really, if they're happy with their plan, they should contact with you anyway, because if there are any other little changes down the road or any other benefits that come along that you can help somebody with, you'll definitely want to speak with them.
Yes, absolutely. Give us a call at 716-393-3437. You can contact any one of our offices through that number. And we always want to sit down with you once a year, at least, you know, a phone call if you want to, you know, talk about your benefits. But what you're getting in the mail is called an annual notice of change. You usually get it the third or fourth week of September, and it's in pertaining to only your plan. So when you call us, we can only talk about your plan and what you've received in the mail. As of October 1st, we will be able to release that new information about all the plans. And by rights, you know, you probably do want to do a little scouting out, mm-hmm. you know, this year. Come talk to us. You know, it's going to be an exciting year.
If you are turning 65, Karen, and so this is a first time for you, what should people bring to your appointment?
Well, about 4 months before you're turning 65, give us a call and we'll give you a homework assignment. And that assignment will be to bring a list of your doctors and your medications. And then during our appointment, we'll sit down and get to know you a little bit better. We'll show you some of the plans out there that we feel would fit your lifestyle and your need, narrowing down the choices, and then we'll work together to pick the one plan, you know, that would work best for you. And keep in mind, what works for you might not work for another family member or your spouse or your sibling. We work individually with each person.
Yes, that's important. I still mm-hmm. talk to people who think if my husband's on a plan, automatically I'll be on the same plan.
That's right.
And you will learn that you absolutely do not have to be, because your needs are very different.
Could very different.
Completely different. Mm-hmm. So you'll talk to people about that. So one more time, Sally, please let us know what is happening as we speak. People are listening to us, and already your event has started out at Orchard Park.
That's right. We already have a big group of agents that are out at the Orchard Park Arts Expo, and Business Expo, I should say. And that is located in the ECC South Campus parking lot, right over near Highmark Stadium. And so We'll be there as Clarity Group and also representing about six of our carriers. And we'll be there till 5 o'clock today and then again tomorrow from 10 until 3. So stop out and see us.
Clarity Group, Medicare made easy, folks. And once again, their number is 716-393-3437. Or if you'd like to go online, look up ClarityGroupNY.com. And remember to let people know I heard about them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend and it's filled with wonderful things to do and see. Maybe you'll be going out with some friends. You're going to be having a lunch date later on. Whatever you're doing, I hope it's fun, okay? I hope you're not going to be shoveling snow or anything like that. I have a fun science fact for you. Did you know beavers are the largest rodents in North America? North American beavers can weigh from 35 to 65 pounds. That's good eating. That's a beaver eating good, right? The only other living beaver species, the Eurasian beaver, is slightly smaller. And we used to have some by the creek when we used to go walking. We could see them from a distance. And I think I liked them better before I knew they were a rodent. But beavers, they're pretty amazing. Well, you know, they don't say how long beavers live, but I know people can live a long time. We sure can if we feel good. And there's a lot of factors that contribute to healthy aging. We know, eat well, have some exercise, go to the doctor regularly, and get your vaccines. Well, since the COVID-19 pandemic, vaccines have been in the news more than ever, and it's challenging to stay up to date on recommendations, coverage, and where to go to get your vaccines. But Dee Dee Pierce knows. She's the quality improvement clinical pharmacist with Univera. And Dee Dee, we need to know that vaccines are something I think we need all our lives, right?
Absolutely. We never outgrow our need for vaccines. They're especially important as we age because it can be harder and harder for our bodies to fight off infection. You know, vaccines are vital for staying healthy and helping our bodies prevent the infection from the first in the first place or make it less severe. No matter what our age, we need to keep our vaccinations up to date. Protection will wear off over time, and that varies with the type of vaccine.
Okay, good to know. So what are some ways that Univera is supporting Medicare members with their vaccines?
Okay, well, the most essential vaccines are covered in full by Medicare. For those vaccines not covered in total, the balance is paid by what we call a coinsurance or a copay. Vaccines for influenza, which is also known as the flu shot, vaccines for pneumonia and COVID-19 are covered under Medicare Part B, which is the medical benefit. Part B also covers the vaccine for hepatitis B if the members are moderate to high risk, and rabies if there is been a direct exposure. Medicare prescription Part D, the prescription coverage, covers most other vaccines, including those for shingles, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, mumps, and rubella. You know, vaccines are a safe and convenient way to protect yourself from many preventable diseases. And benefits are more beyond you and your health, because it will also help protect members of your family, your friends, and the communities, especially since some people are not able to get certain vaccines because of their age or another serious health condition. Some people have immune issues. So the getting vaccines is bigger than just you.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is that a lot of people might say, hey, you know, I remember getting my shots when I was a kid. I got the measles and the mumps. But you know what? Childhood vaccines wear off over time. So by all means, talk to your family doctor if you should be immunized for these other diseases, okay, before it becomes a serious health condition. So now that we've made the decision, yeah, I'm going to go and get this. Dee Dee, where should folks go to get their vaccines?
Well, most vaccines are available at your doctor's office. And in New York, several vaccines are also available at your local pharmacy. You know, registered pharmacists can administer vaccines for all of the vaccines I mentioned previously. So your flu vaccine, your pneumonia, your COVID-19, the hepatitis B, hepatitis A, measles, mumps, rubella, shingles, very important, shingles, diphtheria, and tetanus. Okay.
You know, it's interesting, too. You know, Dee Dee, I want people to, if they're listening to the radio, think about the last time you got a tetanus shot. If you can't remember, you probably need another one. You never know when you're going to suffer a cut and it could get infected and tetanus becomes a problem. It's so easy to just go and get a timely tetanus shot and not have to worry about it.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know, I'll put a plug in here. It's respiratory season. If yes. You haven't gotten your flu shot or your COVID boosters, I'm going to put a plug in right here to go get them. You go to your pharmacy. It's very easy. It's very quick. And you can be protected from the minute that you stop there.
Absolutely.
You know, I can't stress it enough. Vaccines are critical to maintaining good health.
And, you know, some of the diseases we got as a kid, like chickenpox or rubella, that might have been more minor as a child. That also can sometimes become much more serious during our senior years.
Absolutely. And there's complications that come along with some of these infections that can happen. It's really important to talk to your doctor about, you know, what they recommend for you. Certainly, you can talk to your doctor. You can contact Univera Healthcare by calling the number on the back of your insurance card to help you find out what you need and where you can get your vaccines.
You know, Dee Dee, it occurs to me as we're getting into this time of year where it's going to get colder and a lot of people will get the flu. Flu can be deadly when it comes to seniors. It's so important before all the diseases start to multiply. when it is so easy to go and get a flu shot that can keep you alive, it can keep you from getting a severe case of the flu. You still might get a minor case of the flu, but it's not one that'll be deadly. It's so important that now we have pneumonia vaccines, and now it's only one shot, I understand. That's so important. Meningitis, shingles, that comes from chickenpox. All of these things, we're living in a world where we have a cure for these diseases. All we have to do is head over to the drugstore and go and get the vaccine. It's amazing, but it's simple, and it's something that can play such a big part in keeping us alive and healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to mention that staying as healthy as possible as we age and remaining as independent as possible is a goal that we all should have. So regular checkups, taking your medications as prescribed, that's huge. Just those four words, taking medications as prescribed, getting our vaccines, and managing diabetes are all important steps in maintaining good health. And Didi, for those who have Univera, I understand that there's a number on the back that if people have any questions, they have some great customer care folks right at the other end of that line that will be very happy to talk to you about you and your coverage.
Absolutely. Call the number on the back of your ID card. They can help you. They can also refer you to others in the organization that can help you too.
Yeah. You know, we're lucky that we do have the COVID boosters right now. If your doctor recommends that you get one, please go ahead and do it. Hepatitis A and hepatitis B, HPV, so many different things we now have good treatment for. Pertussis, diphtheria, these things were killers not that many years ago. If you've had shingles, you know the relief that having a vaccine for that can bring you. So by all means, take advantage of the fact that these vaccines wait for you right at the corner at your local pharmacist or certainly at your doctor's office. They're going to tell you the same thing, that we're lucky that people, let's say from Univera, you support Medicare members with their vaccines, and you have a lot of great information where people can stay healthy and happy, Didi. And that's what we're looking for in this season that's coming up where we can see so much sickness. We want to maintain good health as we age, and many factors contribute to healthy aging, including that nutritious diet to avoid the problems and complications with diabetes, exercise, and going to the doctor regularly. I love it, and I love having you on the air with us, Didi Pierce from Quality Improvement, clinical pharmacist with Univera, here to speak with us and give us some great advice on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.